we're getting a preview of tonight's USD 383 school board meeting, and actually we haven't even gotten into the meeting other than just some discussion about how COVID is impacting the things locally here, and we're visiting with Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Daryl Eady. And I know that there's other business that you have that you'd like to discuss with regards to the school board meeting, which gets underway with a work session at 5:30 tonight. Eric?
I'll let Daryl go ahead and read those off.
Ah, okay. So you guys have been plotting. Daryl, yeah.
I can tell you about the work session to start with. We have Dwight D. Eisenhower Middle School Principal Tracy Newell will be there. Susan B. Anthony Middle School Vicki Klein Principal will be there. And the Manhattan High School Principal Michael Dorst will also be there to discuss how things are going with them. And it's kind of the start of our budgeting a little bit too, because it gives us a little bit of their wish list. And, you know, everybody wishes for a lot of things, and they all know that we can only give so much each year, but we can't do that unless they tell us. So this is kind of a site report for each of the secondary schools tonight. That'll be great. Some of the other things we're talking about tonight, I need to read out Michelle Jones' information for us today. Part of that's a reminder that the Thought Exchange, which deals with our redistricting map, will be open through November 22nd at midnight to collect input and information that people have on that. To get there, you just go to the website of USD383.org, then click on the redistricting information tab under news. And as we were discussing earlier about the COVID stuff, Dr. Wade sent out an email to parents and guardians on Monday. Group A, B, D, and early learning students will all receive remote distance instructions on Monday and Tuesday, November 23rd and 24th, next week. And being remote distance on Monday and Tuesday will provide students with an entire week of Thanksgiving without entering a school building, and will allow maintenance and custodial staff to really go in and clean out those facilities and try and help us out right now, especially with the increases we've had. Some of that specific information will be coming from teachers and stuff later this week to all the individual students. Also, families may still sign up for meals for the week of the 23rd. All students and siblings signed up with will be able to pick up 5 meals, breakfast and lunches on Monday, November 23rd. They will be picked up at the Central Kitchen, which is located on Hayes Drive, from 8 until noon. Families can sign up at the mypaymentplus.com, and please contact the Child Nutrition Office at 785-587-2851 if you need assistance in signing up your child.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is. She keeps us informed. It's great.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to have a Jones list whenever you need it. Goodness. Well, Eric, there have been so many changes that have been going on, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, there's some other things, you know, with athletics and other extracurricular activities that also are impacted by what's happening here with the pandemic.
Yeah, it's definitely impacted. You know, I feel fortunate we made it through our fall seasons. Coming into winter seasons, they might even be proving a little more difficult. You know, I think we're going to have to keep an eye on that, and if we have to make adjustments or changes in what we're doing based on the situation, I think that'll definitely be on the forefront of us. But when you're moving into wrestling and basketball and you're inside sports, you know, the definition of wrestling is not social distancing. And that, I think they're taking multiple precautions to try to do everything they can. I've been really impressed with the athletic directors and the coaches and everything they're trying to do to maintain what Keisha sets out as safe measures for our student athletes and activities. A lot of the activities are going virtual as well, where they're zooming in, they're remoting in and trying to keep some sort of semblance of normal without the travel face to face. So it's definitely putting a stretch on us, because activities are important. Athletics are important. You know, those are some of the things that keep our kids engaged, keep them in the classrooms and keep them in to get their diplomas when they figure out that they need that education for life. And some of them don't have that figured out yet, but activities help them get there.
You know, one of the things that always happens this time of year, actually it would be over by now, but the annual MHS musical, which has always been something that I've enjoyed doing or attending. And, you know, what all other impacts have you had within the district with some of the things you can't do now?
Yeah, it's been harder on the musical end and art end to try and do that safely. And, you know, the protocols you get from the groups above us at probably state and national levels make it really difficult. So I don't know, crossing fingers that we're better off in the spring to be able to give some sort of possibility of that. I'm still holding on hope that we can do that in some capacity this spring.
Let's go back to a couple of things that are also on the agenda for tonight. And, you know, you're going to be talking a little bit about an early learning bus and, you know, PPEs as well. So Eric, bring us up to date on those discussion points.
Sure. Well, the bus is a pretty easy one. That's an early learning bus purchased out of the federal funds we receive for the Head Start program. So we usually rotate those around and it's their turn to purchase a bus. We also have mending the guaranteed maximum price for Oliver Brown Elementary for the IT cabling. That was something we were expecting to happen. We just didn't have a price on it yet. And we're doing some PP&E purchases for classes and planning to bring all of our students back on site next semester. Hopefully we're in a medical situation in the community where we can do that. And we're just going to try to make our areas as safe as possible to make that happen. So we've got that going on. I've also got a classified wage increase on the table to talk about, and I'm sure that'll involve some budget discussions too. But if for us to be able to function with full kids in on site, we're going to need more staff. I need more bus drivers, so we're not dipping into maintenance. I need custodians at full staff, food service at full staff. So we're going to try to get an incentive to keep current employees and bring some new ones on. So I put the pitch out again in the community. If you need a part-time job or if you need a full-time job, we've got multiple classified positions open within the school system. Even if you can only do it for a little bit, it can help us out and get our kids back to school when it's safe to.
Eric, bring us up to date on some of the construction projects you have in the works.
College Hill is almost ready to open and transition kids back in. We've entered in that discussion.
So, that is nice.
I believe we come back from Thanksgiving. Those College Hill early learning students will be shifted over there out of Trinity Presbyterian, which we're really thankful for their partnership in housing that program for the last year and a half. They've been awesome to work with. Thank you so much, Dick Green, if you're out there listening, for helping me coordinate that. So we're seeing some end to some things. The middle schools are going along well. The high school, it's going to start getting into, we're going to push some parking. And I know the city's working on Westwood, which is going to kind of change our traffic patterns around that side of town. Boy, howdy, it's going to be a mess, but it's going to be great when we're done. And yeah. Oliver Brown keeps going on pace, set to finish up later on this spring.
I got to tell you, that playground over there at College Hill looks remarkably fun.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I want to go back to being
12.
Yeah, good thing is it's all enclosed and gated because it has to be for early learning students like that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'm afraid we'd have a lot of people in there playing on that because it does look pretty cool.
You might be able to sell some tickets.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, there's one other thing I really need to recognize. We were talking about sports earlier, and tonight we have some special recognition for some athletes. One is Daniel Harkin, who is a 6A boy cross-country state champion. And we have Jillian Harkin, the Centennial League Girls Tennis Player of the Year, and Tony Ingram, who is the Centennial League Girls Tennis Coach of the Year. Congratulations to all of them and all their hard work.
Yeah, and I believe Jillian finished third at 6A state tennis in singles. I know she was top four, but I think it was third.
I think you're right.
It's always nice to be able to talk a lot of success stories and a lot of neat things that are happening within the district. And Daryl is a board member that, you know, when you hear the success stories, you know, academically and athletically, and then, of course, you know, you got so many teachers that have been, you know, honored in so many ways. That's got to be one of the more rewarding aspects of being on the school board.
Oh, it's probably the most rewarding part of it. When you get to see those kids, you know, it's kind of like seeing your own kid once in a while grow up and do so well in what they're doing. Of course, then on the other side, we also work with the kids and try and get the ones on the lower end and try and bring them up. But sometimes bringing them up just a little bit and doing stuff is just as rewarding or even more. So, yeah, that's one of the great parts. I think one of the things we missed this year was graduation.
Yeah,
not being able to see all the kids go across the stage and shake their hands, and that's an awesome time for us.
Yeah, and I'm getting a correction that Jillian got second at state tennis. So
way to
a sophomore.
Way to underscore that for her.
Yeah, my bad, Jillian, if you're out there listening in the Harkin family. You know, I think you say that, Daryl, and you know, reminds me what K-State's doing and the choices they're being pressed into with graduation or even basketball. And I think that's the point. It's out there and it's a real thing, and we're going to have to be careful. And I hate what it does, because the K-State graduation is one of my kids. You know, she was set to graduate, or she did graduate in the spring, but never got to walk that stage and doesn't get to now. But it's COVID life right now. And that's not fun.
When is, and I haven't even looked, when does MHS basketball start?
They start practice this week, I believe.
Okay. All right.
I think winter sports started this yesterday.
Gotcha. Anything else, gentlemen, you'd like to add before we move on here into our break?
We just appreciate everybody's patience on this, and it's a fluid situation. I was just talking with somebody this morning that's a planner, and I'm a planner. And for us planners, this is not fun whatsoever. It's not even fun for people that can go with the flow.
And I'm a go with the flow type of guy.
Yeah, but we appreciate everybody hanging there with us through all these crazy things that we're getting ourselves into.
Go ahead, Daryl.
We've been getting a lot of emails and stuff, letters from some people, and people are concerned. We probably just send them in and nobody reads them. I know a lot of us on the board that actually do read all those letters and all those comments, because we're trying to pull out those little pearls too to help us out. So, you know, that's fine. Bring them in, send them in to us. We don't know what's going on out there unless people contact us.
Yeah.
So that's great, and we appreciate it.
Well, let's see. You got the meeting beginning at 5:30 with the work session, and you've got the business meeting at 6:30. You can follow along on the USD 383 YouTube channel, also the district's Facebook page. You get a lot of folks following along on those, Eric?
Oh, yeah.
Especially now.
I think we're more popular now than ever.
Oh, that's a sad testament right there, but a good thing too, isn't it?
It's hard, because I think the more people you get in, you're talking pretty complicated things, but you're seeing part of the picture. You're hearing a conversation without a lot of the written material that accompanies. You know, Daryl's pack for this meeting is probably about an inch thick. That we're asking him to read through to be prepared for these meetings. And not everybody gets that unless they go online and pull it up and look at it.
Thankfully, it's all electronic now.
That just takes up hard drive space then, right?
That's right. No trees.
Yeah, I still get a hard copy. I'm sorry. I get the electronic, but I use the, because I write in it, and I keep my notes in there.
Assistant Superintendent USD 383, Eric Reed. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
And school board member Daryl Eady. Appreciate you participating this morning on InFocus as well, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Good
luck
to be with you again.
Absolutely. Good luck with the meeting tonight. It's 9:35. InFocus continues with Kevin Engram from Manhattan Christian Schools next.